About 3,000 Nepalese people live here in the Seattle area, and they're turning to each other for support after that massive earthquake in their home country. That's the sound of bells ringing out yesterday at a temple in Bothell, where more than 100 people came to pray, light candles, and share updates. Among them, Sri Ram Dahl. He is with the Seattle Nepal Society, and at yesterday's vigil, he told KUOW's Liz Jones how the local community is dealing with the disaster.
Well, the whole country is shaking, so every single life in Nepal is impacted. So, you know, my family, most of my family is in Kathmandu. They're sleeping outside in the lawn. Just because, you know, it's shaking so frequently. It's been over 200 aftershocks. Every single person has been impacted.
Do you have friends, loved ones that are still unaccounted for that you're still worried about?
My immediate family is okay, but every single one of them, you know, here has somebody over there. And I mean, you know, Kathmandu is the major metro area, and that's where most of the information is coming from. But, you know, there are villages after villages, you know, around epicenter that have been completely leveled. It's just tragic.
What's the response you're looking for here from the local Nepalese community, what people are wanting to do or trying to do to help?
People are just trying to figure out what they can do. We're gathering donations and whatever else we can to send as quickly as possible, because it's a day-to-day thing. They're running out of supplies, food supplies, medical supplies, you know, any kind of relief you can provide for somebody who has lost everything, right?
And I know someone in here earlier today made a comment about it's time to come together, not just to raise money financially, but also to support each other emotionally. Are you feeling that support coming through?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people are an absolute shock. People need support. There are people from villages where they don't know where their family is. They don't know what the situation is. They don't know whether, you know, they have lost anybody. So they need a shoulder to just lean on.
I saw a lot of that happening here today, so that's good. And just very last thing, what do you think is the connection between Nepal and Seattle? Is there a special bond there?
Oh, great question. Seattle is Western Washington is such an outdoor community, and we have Mount Rainier, and we pride ourselves in that, living here in Seattle area. I myself climb. I'm an amateur climber, and a lot of people that I meet in trails and hiking and climbing, you know, people, when I say I'm from Nepal, they say, oh, wow, that, you know, I've been there, or that's my dream place to go. And so Nepal is a mountainous country, and people go there to climb, people go there to relax, to enjoy the scenic beauty, hike, raft. And so people connect that. That's probably the most fundamental connection.